So I've been sick with a migraine for the past few days. With my type of job, there's usually huge periods of work and then little breaks. I think those are hawks. And so, it's really easy for me to become completely overworked and then get terrible migraines or get sick. This is the river at the end of our lane. I just walked down here today to get some fresh air. Our hawks. We'll be starting the 12 days of Christmas soon. And back to the daily calms as well. It's pretty cold today. 30, maybe 25. You know, what's really strange about living out here is we've lived here for over a year and I still feel like a stranger, like walking around my yard or walking down the lane to the river. It's strange. This is funny. Our neighbors, they own a lot of the land here. And people come down here and would sit in her chairs. So she's got some dummies set up. She's actually very sweet. We don't see her often because she lives on the opposite side. I heard a lot of coyotes last night. Never seen any though. And I was also told recently that we have porcupines that live in the trees. Which I would literally cry if I saw one because they're so cute. We have raccoons. We feed them at night. There's probably about 30. Live nearby. We haven't actually seen the turkeys in a while. Same thing happened last year. They kind of go away in December. But we have a lot of other animals. Mostly squirrels. The Stellar's Jay have taken up residence, which we love because they're so cool looking. Nice today, even though it's cold. We will get back to content very soon, I promise. My migraine goes away today. I don't usually have pain with migraines. but I do get the oral kind where you lose vision. You stumble over your words. You get incredible nausea. Yesterday it was very strange. I felt like that feeling when you're in an elevator and it goes down too fast. I felt like that for a lot of the day. I am seeing hawks up there. Let's see. Let's see them. I know there's a few that live nearby because you'll hear them calling. They're pretty amazing. We also have, and this is very exciting, we heard a bird sound that we didn't recognize. We thought it sounded like an eagle, and it turns out it's a golden eagle. We haven't actually seen it, but we've heard it pretty often. It's amazing. I don't know what the hawks are doing up there, but we live in an area that's pretty industrial, aside from this lane of trees and the river. It's like on the other side of that hill, and there's a mine, I think gravel or something. And that deep rumbling that you can probably hear right now, those are industrial trucks. There you go. Semi that's probably hauling gravel. Let's walk back, shall we? Just taking you on this little journey. They recently redid this area because they don't want people down here with boats. They only want people to pull out kayaks here. But they put down this insane rock gravel. It's literally so thick, chunky. Jay the Rooster. They've also fenced off this entire area. So now there's literally nothing to do here but pull your kayak out of the river. That is an old Boy Scout building. Soon with some content. There's so many birds right there. And a rooster. Hold on. Look how many. Oh my gosh. Can you hear them? See what happens when we get closer. Oh my gosh. There's more. Rooster knows something's going on. to see because they're obviously very small.